These are tough times in the land of the free, home of the brave, judging by the reactions to legitimate protests and illegal rioting across the country and really across the world. Oh, sure, we could make this a political statement, accuse the Antifa or the Boogaloos of fomenting further divisions in this already partisan land, but really, why bother when the divisions are already Grand Canyons without any zip line for entertainment? This week, the town of Snohomish, Antique Mall Central, went on full alert after the police reported that left-wing looters might be driving up from Seattle and Gomorrah to smash, loot, pillage, and rape. Antifa, oh no. Vigilantes drove in to offer their guns and their patriotism to the city police department, and then about 100 of the good old boys with assault rifles, pistols, shotguns, and who knows what heavier armaments guarded the business district. The fact that some were drinking gave the new Alamo a definite festive flavor. I know there's nothing I like more than a good vigilante tailgate party. Assault rifles and liquor are always a recipe for fun. Throwing a Confederate flag or tree during a protest against white supremacy and the recent killing of a black suspect in Minneapolis by a white cop, well, sir, now we're talking a real good time, Southern style. I'm betting folks brought a rope just in case the opportunity arose for a good old-fashioned lynching. The KKK is still alive and well in America, along with dozens of other white supremacist variations. Nice to see them linking arms with our local gendarme, full blessing of the police chief and the mayor. Just good citizens helping out. No need to wear a white hood these days, much less a plague mask. You get these uppity blacks demanding equal opportunities, well, somebody's got to protect the mansions and the country clubs. And the women, don't forget the women. Apparently a lot of us, well, we're still living in 1880. If I wanted to prove the protesters correct, this is about all the evidence I need. Racism isn't easy to eliminate, may never be, but we can certainly tell these good old boys to take their guns and their rebel flags and their open containers home. Nice to know the sheriff thinks they're okay. Hell, he didn't even have to trouble himself to deputize them.